For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, hoping to talk with Stephen Jones in just a few minutes. By the way, G-Bag Nation, they have got Mike Leslie on at 6 o'clock today, the person who posted the tweet that I believe was, what is Trayvon Diggs doing on this play where he eventually chases down and tries to get in the tackle? But I know a lot of people have varying opinions about that. And then Trayvon Diggs had lots of thoughts right after the game. So he will be on with G-Bag Nation at 6 o'clock. If you need something positive, according to ESPN research, Dak Prescott is the first Cowboys quarterback with multiple interceptions in three straight games since Troy Aikman in 1992. That is the only bit of good information I could find for you, because that year the Cowboys won the Super Bowl.
So what you're saying is...
Nah, probably not.
This thing's getting ready to turn around, baby.
I mean, I hope so.
Yeah,
but then
man.
You see things like the Cowboys are running the ball on 3rd and 5 on the opening drive, and you're like, I don't totally know about that. Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys.
Now, I know we got plenty to talk about with the game, but I was curious if you could tell us anything more about the family caravan accident, and is everybody okay?
Yeah, first of all, everybody's going to be okay. My sister and brother are a little sore. They were in the car, and, unfortunately, the safety bollard that raises to protect the stadiums around the NFL deployed right as they were going over it. It was an abrupt stop, and got their attention really good. And of course, they're really sore. My sister with ribs, and brother his neck. But I think everybody's going to be just fine.
That's wonderful
excellent
to
news.
Hear. And we got to protect Charlotte at all costs, right? She is a treasure.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. She's tough though.
I'm kind of curious. From the bye week, what did you feel was the most enlightening part of the cross the hall meetings that they had during that time?
I just think, the biggest thing is execution, is we just got to continue to execute better. I think defensively, I think the big thing is the guys understanding, what Coach Zimmer's trying to accomplish and his staff. And, I think it was important that, they get their hands around that. Obviously, it's hard to have the continuity when you're missing, and no excuses here, but, we're missing a lot of starters on that side of the ball, and, you're moving guys in and out of there trying to find the best combination. So there's definitely some inconsistency, and obviously, with what we're doing right now, I mean, we're going through some adversity. So that part's difficult. And then, offensively, is continue to, trying to find our running game. I mean, that's, important that we mix that in. I thought we did a good job early, and then, we had the adversity there in the third quarter, and I think got away from it. And we just got to continue to grind. There's 10 football games left, a lot of football left to play, and we are going to ultimately start to get healthier. And, I think we've got the right group of guys on this team that are going to continue to bust it. They showed it yesterday when they, things were looking tough, and, both offensively and defensively made plays in the fourth quarter to get us back in the game and, a chance to win it on the last drive. Unfortunately, we just didn't execute on that last drive.
Now, obviously, I think all fan bases will be in favor of better execution from their favorite team. And I understand there is 10 games left to play, a lot of football. Is there ever a thought that goes through your mind, whether it's last night's game or, in between games or anything, that maybe the team just isn't good enough?
No, I mean, I just think, this team's made up of a lot of the same players that won, 12 games the three prior seasons. I think it's, right now we're just going through adversity. We've had more than our share of injuries, it feels like this year. especially on the defensive side of the ball, coupled, you know, with a new staff and a new scheme. So on the defensive side, so, you know, I do think we've got really good football players. It's a matter of getting them, you know, executing together and getting after it. But no, I think we've got, you know, really good football players. And at times, you know, we've had spurts where we played well, and obviously at times we're not playing well.
I'm sure you guys will learn more as the week goes along, but do you have optimism for Micah Parsons and Deron Bland, for example, when you talk about hopefully some injured players coming back, potentially coming back this weekend?
Yeah, it's just too early to tell for this week. I mean, they're out there working as we speak, and they'll work there the first parts of the week. I mean, you want to get it to where they're practicing, and, you know, things are, you know, where they can get out there and see how they can play and see if they're confident that they can play at the level they need to play at to have success.
Steven, I know as part of the competition committee, we've had the question, did you get an explanation on the picked up flag from the touchdown that when the two collided in the end zone?
No, we hadn't had the opportunity to get the response from the league. I mean, it was, you know, Mike said the same thing, you know, when you get two flags simultaneous, two people are seeing the same thing. So, you know, that's something that they'll certainly have an answer for, I'm sure. And you know, it was just explained that after looking at it, they felt like they needed to pick the flags up. So part of it.
How did you feel about Dalvin Cook getting out there? And kind of can you explain how the Rico Dowdle situation all happened?
Well, Rico just, you know, he's flu bugs going around. And unfortunately, it hit him when he woke up that morning, and it got progressively worse as the day went. And just felt like he, you know, wasn't ready to go. And we had Dalvin, who we were going with anyway, and certainly Zeke. So we were in pretty good shape there. And it was good to get Dalvin in the mix. And thought Zeke made some nice runs for us yesterday.
Now, I was curious your take on the first seven games this season of Dak Prescott specifically, because, you know, he said in the post game yesterday that second interception was as boneheaded of an interception as he's had, and he should have thrown it away. There's a lot that factors into quarterback play, of course, but what have you thought about Dak's play thus far this year?
Yeah, I mean, Dak's as fierce a competitor as there is. And, of course, when you're having a season like we're having right now where we're not playing to the level that we felt like we can play, then, you know, I think all competitors push, and he's pushing to make plays, and he's obviously made some.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Some really good plays. I thought he did a great job in the fourth quarter bringing us back last night. And, you know, he's no doubt in my mind that he's going to keep this group together, and they're going to keep working to get better and better each week. We've got a lot to work on, as Coach McCarthy says, but I just feel, you know, like we should just keep getting better. I mean, Dak knows what it takes to win in this league. He's done it at a high level. And, you know, right now we're going through some adversity, and we've just got to keep going to work every day.
Steven, so far this year, the third quarter is 61-19 against you guys. Do you have thoughts on why after halftime it's been such a tough quarter for the Cowboys?
No, I mean, you know, I don't have my hands around that at the moment. Obviously, that's something we'll continue to talk about. We had a really obvious to everybody, a rough third quarter last night that got us, you know, in a position where we were, you know, having to make a, you know, a fast and furious comeback there at the end. But certainly it's a place where I know the coaching staff will flag, and we've got to be better. Both sides of the ball, moving the ball as well as getting stops.
When it comes to moving the ball, obviously offensive line is going to be a big part of that. I understand Guyton and BB are rookies, and that takes time. Have you been surprised at all by the play of Terrence Steele this year? Because it seems like it has not been up to his standard, and he talked about what a great training camp he had. What have been your thoughts about Terrence Steele's play thus far?
Yeah, I just, you know, the offensive line, you know, at the end of the day, it's a unique group. They got to all play together. And I think right now with some of the newness we have with the two rookies, as you mentioned, Guyton and BB, coupled with, you know, some of the moving parts we've had, having to move Tyler out one game, you know, Terrence, certainly just getting the group in a rhythm is the important part. I know the game means a lot to Terrence. He's a grinder, and I know he'll ultimately get it right.
Are you familiar with the incident between Trayvon Diggs and Mike Leslie yesterday? And if so, can you give us any feedback about that?
I'm not aware of that at all.
Okay, so Trayvon Diggs comes out and talks to Mike Leslie while he's still in his pads about a tweet that he sent out asking what Trayvon Diggs was doing. And he said to Mike Leslie, "You don't know ball. You can't do what I can do." Mike Leslie responds, "I'd love to talk to you about it." And Trayvon Diggs walks back into the locker room and says, "You can talk about D's nuts."
Yeah. Well, I don't have anything to say because I don't know about it firsthand and not going to comment on that.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right, Stephen, thank you very much for your time, man. We will get back with you next week.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Go get Cowboys.
There you go. Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan.
That's a fun thing you just did.
I've been trying to do that with everything so far. It's
like
a lot
how you
fun.
Read that. I was like, and then you got to it and you said the end on what he
I
said.
Mean,
I was like, that was amazing.
I mean, I just
Stephen handled it very professionally. Yeah. You can be really mad at Stephen right now. I get it as a, you know, he puts together or helps put together the team, but you just,
I'm surprised nobody's told him about that. Like,
I think he knows about it, but okay, he doesn't want to comment about it.
Yeah, and you know what? That's probably true.
That is also another thing too. Whenever you hear about something and you don't see it firsthand, that definitely you may not have a real comment on it. Like, I watched the game. Look, I know that.
And he might be right. He might go back and watch it and think that I did not give an accurate reflection of what happened. I think I did. Mm-hmm. I wanted to give as accurate of a reenactment as I could. Look, I get it. After a loss like that,
he's a D's nuts.
I mean,
he said that to him.
I know. I just.
Well, I mean, a couple weeks ago,
is that not what happened?
Didn't Tyler Smith say that Jalen Tolbert sprained his
yes. He did.
And everybody thought it was funny then.
He did.
So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
I was just, because I get it. You know, you could tell, like, Stephen Jones didn't really, like, either didn't want to talk or didn't necessarily have the answers. But he did answer the questions how he saw fit. I would love better answers, but it might come down to this. We don't have better answers.
He's frustrated.
You
you can hear it in everything that he's saying. I mean, the first thing he leads off with is execution, which we've known the entire time we've interviewed him. When he goes to execution, there's a lot more to it, and he knows it. But he's like, look, that's the one thing that we can definitely, if they made the plays, all this is enough for not.
My opinion, and I get, he's so demoralized, and so are most of the Dallas Cowboys. Sure. They're not competitive in these games until you get to, the Baltimore game and this game. In the end, if you say, well, you got to play all 60 minutes. At the end, minutes 57 through 60, the end of the game, you could say they're very competitive because you're within 3 to the Ravens. You're within 6 to the 49ers, and you did get the ball back with approximately 3 minutes to go to win the game, and then you just did absolutely nothing in those final 4 plays. But when you are getting destroyed in a league where they're like, every game is decided within 7 points for the most part, and those 2 games ended up being a 3- and 6-point loss, but it's demoralizing to get to, there's 15 minutes to go and we're down by 25. There's 15 minutes to go and you're down by 20. That's demoralizing when you're like, gosh, we have to correct like 7. There's not one play or 3 things. There's like 14 things you have to correct when you're down by 20 heading into a fourth quarter.
Yeah. And but I do see some pushback is like, how did you think he was going to answer the question? I just wanted to know if he was familiar with the incident. And he said no.
Yeah.
because one of my follow-up questions was going to be like, is this just the level of frustration that happens when you're losing?
That's what it feels like, right? Like, usually Trayvon, like, I know he's got rabbit ears on Twitter. He talks, he's gone with Sean before. But
for the record, I loved our conversation with Trayvon Diggs in training camp last year. It was awesome.
Yeah, but like, that's when you're in this kind of place right now. You got destroyed before the bye. You knew you had an opponent that you have to try to get over somehow. Like, you've got to figure out how to get past them, and then you didn't. It's got to be a moment of frustration everywhere within that locker room. And then, you know, Diggs, his best friend on the team is Micah, and Micah can't be out there to help out in any way right now. Yeah. So that's got to be another part of it where you're just like, we're not even the best version of our team right now. And they know it. They know they're not. The quality is not what their standard is. You just said that Terrence Steele said it. Dak said it.
Yes.
They all have a different expectation, and they don't know how to get back to it yet.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, your complete overreaction to the Mavs' first two games. But also, were you able to watch on Saturday? And some big picture NBA storylines. We'll get into that next right here on The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.